Thanks for joining us for the Wednesday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the head coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Thunder Ridge. Catch your favorite football team in action with our Game of the Week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Let's get started with the Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chat with head coach Brad Gober. The Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Wednesday at this time by Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit and by Angel Square Incorporated of Beloit.
And back here on the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94, and welcome to the Wednesday Locker Room Chats again with Brad Gober, the coach of the Beloit Trojan football team. Coach, you move on. You went over Lakin 50-0 in the first round of the playoffs there in Class 2A on Friday night. Real workmanlike effort. You got the job done. Really opened up the passing game a little bit as Jackson Weston threw for just under 200 with three touchdowns. Just overall, how do you feel about the way the kids performed and moving on to the next round?
Yeah, I thought we played well. You know, we came out and executed the game plan. We felt like that we were, you know, a better football team than them up front, even with some of the guys that we've had out over the last few weeks. You know, we felt like we had an advantage there. And so, you know, we were able to take advantage of that in the run game. And then from there, obviously, we were able to do some things in the pass game. And when you're able to run the ball effectively, it opens up everything else. And so I thought our kids played well and, you know, earned a victory in the playoffs. And now we're on to the second round.
When you look at just the way your team was looking heading into the playoffs, you mentioned getting some of these guys back from injury, but you know, how big was that for maybe the morale and confidence for them to go out there and get a big win like that as you move forward? Because you've had some, you know, low score and close games here late in the season.
Yeah, it was good to kind of get out there and, you know, and really put up some points and, you know, have some fun on offense there. And, you know, it was really important to, when we got Quinn back, you know, on defense specifically, just from the morale of the team, having, you know, him back out there on defense was a big part of, you know, our success. And so, you know, getting some of those guys back, getting healthy right now, as healthy as we can be right now is important. And, it's a good time of the year to start getting healthier. I'm proud of our kids for how they handled it, you know, throughout the year. And, you know, we're hoping that this can move on to next week, this week as well.
Talking Brad Gober, the coach of the Beloit Trojan football team. We'll take a timeout. We come back. We'll preview Hoisington, undefeated team on the road for the next round of the playoffs here for the Trojans. That's coming up after the other side of the break here on KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com, on our Locker Room Chats.
Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit is your one-stop destination for all your buying and selling needs. Whether you're a seasoned buyer or a first-time seller, they have you covered. Their expert team will guide you through the process, ensuring maximum exposure and top dollar for your asset. In the market to buy, their list of properties has something for everyone. But that's not all. Hanson Auction Realty specializes in estate sales, farm equipment, antiques, and more. Call Hanson Auction Realty 738-8932 or browse their website, hansonauctionrealty.com, to see upcoming auctions and available properties. Angel Square Incorporated has been family-owned and operated since 1998. Founded by Jolene and Russell Carter and owned and operated by Eric and Jamie Widrig and Austin and Montine Carter, ASI provides services for adults with intellectual, developmental disabilities in a manner which promotes independence with the least amount of support necessary for satisfying the person's preferred lifestyle. ASI provides community home-based services to individuals and their families in Concordia, Beloit, and Salina. To learn more, call Angel Square at 785-243-2262.
And back in the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94, we're still with Brad Gober, the coach of the Beloit Trojan football team. Coach, you move forward now with Hoisington. They're unbeaten here this season at 9-0. And really, yeah, you look at their schedule, I don't know who the biggest teams they've beaten are, but they've been very methodical, workmanlike all year. They've won every single game that they've played. They're a team that has a dynamic offense at times. What are some of the things that stand out about Hoisington and the team that you're going to see here on Friday night?
Yeah, no, they're definitely explosive on offense, and they've got some really good pieces, you know, on their own. They're big up front. They've got a really good fullback, and quarterback is dynamic. And so, you know, they've done a lot of good things this year. They're going to run the same offense that we've seen the last, 3 weeks now, flex vulnerable option. So, they're going to present some different challenges with some of the size they have. Coach Baird does such a great job over there, and they're like this every single year. They're big and they're physical and they're able to run the football. And so, you know, they are who we thought we were, who we thought they were going to be when we turned on the film. We've played them multiple times over the years, and you know they've all been good games. And So, you know, we're hoping that, you know, we go play well and kind of make it that same kind of thing and come out with a big win.
I know that, you know, you talk about them being able to run the football and be a physical football team, and I don't follow Hoisington every year, and I'm sure Wade covers them and knows more about them, but obviously they've thrown for over 1,000 yards here through the first 9 games, so it looks like they're throwing the ball a little bit more. You mentioned the dynamic quarterback, Tony Moore, who's also run for over 500 yards, so what's the different dynamic that you're seeing from that aspect of how they're having success in the pass game?
Yeah, Coach Barrett has kind of adapted to his personnel a little bit. They still run their triple option flex zone stuff, and then they kind of get into some gun stuff that helps them throw the ball a bit, you know, and do some of a run game to take advantage of their quarterback being able to throw and run. And, you know, some of the schemes they run kind of fit what they do anyways, run a power read, which is essentially option just from the gun. And so, you know, they're able to adapt a little bit, and I think you know, they've done a good job, you know, kind of molding that offense around the quarterback. And so, you know, they're good. I mean, they do a lot of good things. They're 9-0 for a reason. So, you know, we're going to play really well.
What do you see from them on defense that's made them successful over there? Because obviously it's not just one side that gets you to 9-0.
Yeah, they're big and they're physical. And, you know, they're always really good on defense. They always play really well on defense. And, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, they're able to, you know, really, really control the line of scrimmage on defense. And then they're able to, you know, really read well at the linebacker position. And that obviously, with that coupled with playing physical, they're able to do a lot of good things. So,
Brad Gale with Coach the Bullet Trojans here in our locker room chats. Coach, thanks for the time and best of luck against Hoisington coming up on Friday night.
Sounds good. Thank you.
And our Beloit Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit and Angel Square Incorporated in Beloit.
Angel Square Incorporated has been family-owned and operated since 1998. Founded by Jolene and Russell Carter and owned and operated by Eric and Jamie Widrig and Austin and Montine Carter, ASI provides services for adults with intellectual, developmental disabilities in a manner which promotes independence with the least amount of support necessary for satisfying the person's preferred lifestyle. ASI provides community home-based services to individuals and their families in Concordia, Beloit, and Salina. To learn more, call Angel Square at 785-243-2262. Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit is your one-stop destination for all your buying and selling needs. Whether you're a seasoned buyer or a first-time seller, they have you covered. Their expert team will guide you through the process, ensuring maximum exposure and top dollar for your asset. In the market to buy, their list of properties has something for everyone. But that's not all. Hanson Auction Realty specializes in estate sales, farm equipment, antiques, and more. Call Hanson Auction Realty 738-8932 or browse their website, hansonauctionrealty.com, to see upcoming auctions and available properties. Our Wednesday locker room chats continue with Osborne Bulldog head coach Steve Tiernan. Don't forget to catch the Katy Country 94 local high school football scoreboard show after the games Friday night at 10:05. And a reminder to catch the Football Express every Friday night at 5:40 as we get you set for kickoff as we go around the area previewing all of the night's football matchups. The Osborne Bulldog Locker Room Chats can be heard every Wednesday evening on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com and are proudly sponsored by Midway Co-op, Landmark Implement, and by Nextech.
And welcome back here in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. Steve Tiernan with us now, the head coach of the Osborne football team. Coach, nice win to open out the playoffs, 56-6 over Blue Valley Randolph on Thursday. Dalton Garmon had probably his biggest game since coming back off of injury with 21 carries for 171 yards and 4 touchdowns there on offense for you. Just a steady game, and you pick up a 50-point win. What stood out the most there in that one on Thursday night?
I would say probably as much as anything, just we didn't have a lot of mistakes. I mean, offensively on the line, defensively on our calls and our stunts that we do up front, generally we have one or two a game that we don't get right, and I don't know that we got any of them wrong. So that's a good sign.
As far as the way you were able to play there with Blue Valley, what did they bring to the table? What were some of the things that concerned you that maybe you took care of as the game went on?
Well, they were one of those teams, like we talked last week, that could just – you had to defend the whole field because they could throw the ball, they can run the ball. And like I said, they're pretty good-sized boys. I mean, when they got ahead of steam going, they were a load to bring down. But I thought defensively we did a really good job of just stopping some things. We had one breakdown in the defensive backfield that allowed a touchdown. But other than that, like I said, I thought defensively played good. And our lines played good the last several weeks. So so far so good.
I know you like in the games that you won, and I guess you did this against Hanover too, and the only game you lost. But getting out to that early lead, how important is it as you get to this time of the year, and knowing that you can score quickly and start to pull away early and being able to move forward?
No, I mean that's very important. I mean, get out to a good start anyway. I mean, sometimes that's just hard to turn around if you do start out poorly or slow. You know, it's the game seems like it might be long if you're sitting in the bleachers watching, but in reality, it's a really quick game as far as you don't have a lot of time to turn things around, so you hope you start out on a good note.
We're talking with Steve Tiernan, the head coach of the Osborne football team. We'll take a timeout. We come back. We will preview this week's opponent in the second round of the playoffs, Rural Vista, coming up to Osborne here on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94.
Attention farmers, for full service fertilizer and crop protection, your best way forward is always Midway Co-op. Our specialists provide you the best in crop nutrition and protection, and it's all matched up to your current soil conditions. We custom blend, and we're happy to apply it for you if needed. Maximize your yields, increase your profit picture. Let's talk fertilizer today.
Midway's your best way forward. Midway Co-op's your best way forward.
346-5451.
Champions know that success starts with hard work and support from the right team. My friends at Nextech are proud to be a part of that team, whether you need technology at home, at work, or in the field. From reliable fiber internet and TV Now for your home to time-saving IT and security solutions for your business, Nextech is ready to help you win. Visit next-tech.com today to learn how to make Nextech part of your championship team.
Ready to upgrade your combine with new technology to make your harvest more efficient, meaning more money in your pocket? The team at Landmark Implement is here to help find the right combine for harvest. Plus, when you purchase a pre-owned combine from Landmark, you are backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network, along with mobile techs and parts drop-off points to keep you up and running, reducing downtime. View inventory online at landmarkimp.com or stop by your local Landmark to experience the Landmark difference.
And back in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 for the final time this season as far as Locker Room Chats are concerned with Steve Tiernan, the coach of the Osborne football team. Coach, as we mentioned, you move on with Rural Vista coming up next here in the playoffs. It's a cooperative and White City and Hope get together. So you know that in the past, Hope has had some pretty good football teams and a good tradition there. And you know, Rural Vista maybe hasn't carried that on as much as they would have liked, but they do have a pretty good team coming in to this matchup here on Friday night. What are your thoughts about this Rural Vista squad and what stands out the most about them?
You know, I don't know a ton about them. I don't, you know, we don't have any like opponents or anything like that, but I would say that watching them on film, I mean, they found a few things that they're really good at and they just stick with it. So I think if you can shut those things down, I don't know what they would go to. I'm sure they've got a plan, but the things that they do, nobody's been able to really even shut down yet. I mean, I saw them play Canton Galvin, just kind of ran the ball up and down the field on them. Had a hard time getting in the end zone, but definitely we're going to just try to shut down what we see and go from there.
And I'm with you, right, because I don't see this team during the season, and that's just kind of the way things go. When you get to the postseason, you're going to see some teams that you're not familiar with, and as I look at a little bit of their stats, it does look like they're pretty balanced on offense, right?
Yeah, I mean, they spread it around good. Like I said, they don't throw it a lot. When they do throw it, the quarterback's got a good arm. They've got one receiver, I don't know how tall he is, but he looks pretty tall, and he has good hands, catches the ball, and say just their backfield, they run hard, and they just run right at you, so we're going to have to be ready for that.
This is the last time in the Locker Room Chat, so I want to give you a chance to maybe say some things about the senior class that's put in quite a bit of time for you and the focus and energy that it takes to have success and make these playoff runs. So what have they meant to your program?
You know, these guys, they've meant a lot. We're not going to go through them individually. I just think you know me well enough. We don't usually announce or talk about individual players. But just as a group, when these guys got here the year after we won state championship, I'm sure the expectations were high. And that first year, for the most part, we won the games we should have, and we lost games that we should have. But they competed all the time. Then that next year was just kind of a downer, their sophomore year. But, you know, the last 2 years, they've just really grabbed the bull by the horns, and they work extremely hard. I mean, basically year-round. I mean, those guys, you almost have to lock them out of the weight room. They like to lift. They like to work out, and they like football. They're great leaders, and it's one of those groups that it's fun to go to practice. I mean, they're always tuned into what's going on, and if, you know, you have a squirrely freshman or somebody doing something they shouldn't be, you don't even really have to say anything because those guys handle it. So it's a great group, and hopefully that the juniors that will be seniors next year have learned from that, and they take heed to, and imitate what they did.
Steve Tanner, the coach of the Osborne football team here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, we thank you for the time here all season long. We're not done with you, obviously. Best of luck against Rural Vista coming up on Friday night.
All right, thank you.
Catch that game on Z96.3 to the Lake, KatieCountry94.com. Pre-game coverage beginning at 6:30 from Osborne and Liberty Field. Our Osborne Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Midway Co-op, Nextech, and Landmark Implement.
Ready to upgrade your combine with new technology to make your harvest more efficient, meaning more money in your pocket? The team at Landmark Implement is here to help find the right combine for harvest. Plus, when you purchase a pre-owned combine from Landmark, you are backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network, along with mobile techs and parts drop-off points to keep you up and running, reducing downtime. View inventory online at landmarkimp.com or stop by your local Landmark to experience the Landmark difference.
Too much football? There's no such thing. Especially not when Nextech has you covered with the fastest internet and the best combination of streaming and live TV. Get gig speed internet and deluxe TV now for just $175 per month for the perfect football watching experience. You'll never have to choose which game to watch. Nextech lets you catch them all, buffer free at an unbeatable price. Don't miss the action. Get started at next-tech.com today.
Midway Co-op is your full-service co-op with locations close to where you live. We offer bulk fuel and propane delivery, full-service fertilizer, crop nutrients, and protection. Plus, we clean and treat that seed. We have convenience, tires, batteries, oil changes, and 24/7 fueling centers. The Midway team is good at what they do. Go with Midway Co-op, your best way forward for town and country.
Midway's your best way forward. Midway Co-op's your best way forward.
See us today.
We continue our Wednesday night locker room chats in the Mid-Continent League with the Smith Center Redmen and head coach Mike Rogers. Don't forget to catch the Katy Country 94 local high school football scoreboard show after the games Friday night at 10:05. The Smith Center Redmen locker room chats on Katy Country 94 and KatyCountry94.com are brought to you each week by Landmark Implement, Insurance Smart with locations in Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray, and by Nextech.
Welcome back in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. Mike Rogers joining us now, the head coach of the Smith Center football team. Coach, a real nice win for you to open out the postseason as you take Belle Plaine 71-20 last Thursday to open out the 1A playoffs. I actually had a chance to catch maybe some of this game on another radio station, obviously, and you guys did get a lot of different players into the game and had an opportunity to get some playing time for many different guys. So what were your thoughts overall that win there on Thursday night against Belle Plaine?
Yeah, I thought we played pretty well. We, like you said, I think we had 10 different backs that carried the ball who all had around 25 to 30 yards or more, so we really were able to distribute the ball to a lot of people and get a lot of kids playing time. We threw for over 100 yards in that game, which is something that we don't typically do, so I think we were 4-for-4 passing, and we threw another two passes on extra points that were completed, so I think we did a great job of executing in all phases. We were a little bit disappointed. We gave up some points there in the second half when we put some of our younger kids in, and we gave up over 200 yards rushing on one guy. So I know Coach Hoppe wasn't very pleased about that, but I thought for the most part we really played a really good game.
As you extend upon what you were talking about with the passing game and getting 136 yards on 4-for-4, a couple touchdowns there for Parker Hutchinson and Luke Franklin and Jason Dabian each catching touchdown passes, you know, everybody's got to worry so much about those two out of the backfield just running the ball, but what kind of dynamic does that add, even if it's not something you're going to do every down and every play, but something for the other team to prepare for?
Well, it gives us the option, you know, when people are going to put 8-9 guys in the box and make it a little bit more difficult to run, that we can maybe spread the field a little bit and do some other things, you know, and I think we've got some good passing plays, you know, out of our running formation as well. And usually, you know, you kind of lull them to sleep with a lot of runs and again, catch them with a big pass. But this just gives us a chance for them to spread the field out a little bit more and kind of unpack the box and be able to run the ball as well and throw the ball, you know. So Parker does a great job of throwing the ball. We don't always take advantage of it maybe as much as we should, but he was really proficient the other night throwing the ball.
We're talking with Mike Rogers, the head coach of the Smith Center football team. We'll take a timeout, and when we come back, we will preview Marion, who's had a very good season. That's the next opponent for Smith Center in the playoffs. We'll chat about it on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94.
Ready to upgrade your combine with new technology to make your harvest more efficient, meaning more money in your pocket? The team at Landmark Implement is here to help find the right combine for harvest. Plus, when you purchase a pre-owned combine from Landmark, you are backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network, along with mobile techs and parts drop-off points to keep you up and running, reducing downtime. View inventory online at landmarkimp.com or stop by your local Landmark to experience the Landmark difference. Insurance Smart supports the youth of the area in all their academic and athletic endeavors. Insurance Smart is locally owned and operated and here to help you understand your insurance needs. With 5 locations to serve you, stop in and let us help you make the most of your auto, home, business, farm, crop, life, Medicare supplement, or long-term care insurance needs. Maximize your premium dollars to get the best coverage. Let one of our agents help you be sure that you are covered for all the perils life can throw at you. See Darren McDowell, Tiffany Ritzke, Kim Campbell, Melissa Westbrook, and Ethan Coleman today at Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray to start saving today.
Too much football? There's no such thing. Especially not when Nextech has you covered with the fastest internet and the best combination of streaming and live TV. Get gig speed internet and deluxe TV now for just $175 per month for the perfect football watching experience. You'll never have to choose which game to watch. Nextech lets you catch them all, buffer free at an unbeatable price. Don't miss the action. Get started at next-tech.com today.
Back on the Locker Room Chats here on KD Country 94. We're still with Mike Rogers, the coach of the Smith Center football team. Coach, you move on here in the postseason. Next opponent's going to be Marion. Looking at them, they have just one loss here this season, and kind of taking a look at what they bring to the table. What are you seeing from them on film, and what are some of the challenges that they bring forth?
They're a very good football team. They got an 8-1 record, and only our loss was to Sedgwick. And they got a really good quarterback. He can throw the ball well. He runs the ball well. They got a big back who's hard to bring down, and then they got a good size line. So they do a lot of good things. They're going to be a difficult test for us. We're just trying to prepare the best we can and try to play the best football game we can on Friday night.
When you're preparing defensively, like you said, they got a quarterback that can throw the ball. Probably they do want to run more than they throw as far as everything, as their whole totality, their offense. But it looks like they've got three different guys that really have quite a few rushing yards this season. So as a defense, how tough is that to prepare for, especially in a team that you're not familiar with and all you really have is the film to go off of so far until you actually see them on the field?
Yeah, I don't think we've ever played them before, but so that's just what you're going on. They got two backs who will stand out, but that's just from the game films that we've watched. But I know they got another guy. But, they're kind of like us a little bit. They run a full half backfield at times. They like to run the triple option, and they do a good job of that. So, I think if they had their choice, they'd rather run the ball. I think the majority of the passing plays that we saw were when they got behind in a game and are trying to throw a little bit at the end of the game to catch up. So, I think the main thing they want to do is run the ball. So we have to be able to deal with that and be able to do the best job we can of trying to stop that.
You look at this group. This is our final locker room chat, so I do want to give you a chance to kind of publicly talk about what it's been like here your first year as the head coach. I know you spent a lot of time as an assistant, but you have a good group of seniors that have really led this team, right? What's their help been like in the transition of taking over as head coach?
Well, we got 12 seniors, and they've just been a fantastic force this year. One of the first things that we did this summer was change the way we approached the weight room, and instead of just having the kids come in there anytime they want to, within a couple hour stretch in the morning, that we all came at 6 o'clock in the morning and it did all of our work together. So that was just kind of a different thing that we did right off the bat. And I thought that was a tremendous improvement, tremendous change that really brought our team together. So I think that's been a real good factor. But we've had good leadership, we've had good numbers, and all of our seniors play important roles. And so I'm just really proud of how they've developed over the season. They've come closer together as a team throughout the year, and they're really playing good football right now.
Mike Rogers, coach of the Smith Center Redmond, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, again, thanks for taking the time to join us all season long, and best of luck as you continue on this playoff run.
Thank you.
Our Smith Center Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement, Nextech, and Insurance Smart, Melissa Westbrook agent.
Insurance Smart supports the youth of the area in all their academic and athletic endeavors. Insurance Smart is locally owned and operated and here to help you understand your insurance needs. With 5 locations to serve you, stop in and let us help you make the most of your auto, home, business, farm, crop, life, Medicare supplement, or long-term care insurance needs. Maximize your premium dollars to get the best coverage. Let one of our agents help you be sure that you are covered for all the perils life can throw at you. See Darren McDowell, Tiffany Ritzke, Kim Campbell, Melissa Westbrook, and Ethan Coleman today at Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray to start saving today.
Champions know that success starts with hard work and support from the right team. My friends at Nextech are proud to be a part of that team, whether you need technology at home, at work, or in the field. From reliable fiber internet and TV Now for your home to time-saving IT and security solutions for your business, Nextech is ready to help you win. Visit next-tech.com today to learn how to make Nextech part of your championship team.
Ready to upgrade your combine with new technology to make your harvest more efficient, meaning more money in your pocket? The team at Landmark Implement is here to help find the right combine for harvest. Plus, when you purchase a pre-owned combine from Landmark, you are backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network, along with mobile techs and parts drop-off points to keep you up and running, reducing downtime. View inventory online at landmarkimp.com or stop by your local Landmark to experience the Landmark difference. We conclude our Wednesday night locker room chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com with the Thunder Ridge Longhorns and their head coach, Joel Strukoff. Remember to tune in to the KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake football games of the week. And for the latest local sports information, visit ncksports.com. The Thunder Ridge Longhorns locker room chat is sponsored by Nextech, Insurance Smart with locations in Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray, and by Goheen and Slavic CPAs, LLC.
Welcome back into the locker room chats on KD Country 94. Joel Strukoff with us now, the head coach of the Thunder Ridge football team. Coach, tough loss there on Thursday night to end your season to Central Plains 56-8. Just going back to that one, I know it was you were expecting a battle from that squad, but it probably didn't turn out the way quite you expected. What were your thoughts overall, the loss there on Thursday night and the way the team performed against Central Plains?
You know, we knew they were going to be a very physical football team, and I think some things really didn't go our way. You know, we had a few fumbles there, a few things that happened that just didn't quite go our way, which, no excuses, we didn't play very well. And they showed up, and they played extremely well. You know, we knew what they were going to be, a very physical football team, and they out-physicaled us. I think that was the key factor in the game, and just execution probably really wasn't very great. We had a kid get hurt right away. That was a starter, which always hurts. So we had to bring in a freshman at about 130 pounds, and that kind of just messes with the whole game plan you had strategized before the game. And in the playoffs, you can't, you know, you practice all week with one certain thing, and you hope to execute with that certain game plan. And, you know, we kind of had to scoff some stuff right before game time and change things that maybe might have not been in our favor. And just execution was pretty poor overall, and just physicality probably wasn't up to the level we thought we needed to be on to play with those guys. So overall, not a very great performance on our part, but the kids played hard till the end, so I'm proud of that.
It's a tough loss to end your season there. What was the atmosphere like with the dedication for Don Wiens Field and the community coming together there, obviously, for the football game as well?
You know, a great atmosphere. It got really cold right there before kickoff, actually right about when the ceremony was starting. But a lot of people there to appreciate Don Wiens and everything he's done for the school and the football program. And honestly, all the sports programs here at Thunder Ridge and the years that he's given to the school, the community, and everything. So it was a really great honor. I wish we could have put on a little bit better show for that, but the whole ceremony was a great deal, and just really appreciate him and his time that he's given to this community and the school.
Again, Joel Strukoff with us, head coach of the Thunder Ridge Longhorns. Season comes to a close there Thursday. We'll take a time out. When we come back, we'll wrap up the season and look ahead here on KD Country 94 in our locker room chats.
Insurance Smart supports the youth of the area in all their academic and athletic endeavors. Insurance Smart is locally owned and operated and here to help you understand your insurance needs. With 5 locations to serve you, stop in and let us help you make the most of your auto, home, business, farm, crop, life, Medicare supplement, or long-term care insurance needs. Maximize your premium dollars to get the best coverage. Let one of our agents help you be sure that you are covered for all the perils life can throw at you. See Darren McDowell, Tiffany Ritzke, Kim Campbell, Melissa Westbrook, and Ethan Coleman today at Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray to start saving today.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen and Slavic, CPAs, LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen & Slavic, Certified Public Accountants today in Downs at 454-9977. Goheen & Slavic CPAs, here to help with all of your accounting needs.
Champions know that success starts with hard work and support from the right team. My friends at Nextech are proud to be a part of that team, whether you need technology at home, at work, or in the field. From reliable fiber internet and TV Now for your home to time-saving IT and security solutions for your business, Nextech is ready to help you win. Visit next-tech.com today to learn how to make Nextech part of your championship team.
Welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats for the final time with Joel Strukoff this season here on Katy Country 94. Coach, you finished the season 5-4. I know that you had some ups and downs clearly throughout the year. After last year, you made it all the way to the state championship game and were state runner-up, but still a winning record this year after losing quite a few kids that had a lot of talent on the team the year before. So, and when you look back at this season, and I know it's tough right after it, but you know, as you continue to move further away from this group, what are some of the things that you'll remember about this season's team?
You know, I think a lot of people didn't give us a whole lot of hope this year to even have a winning record, I think. And I really appreciated a lot of kids stepping up this year with, you know, that being put on us to not be one of those teams that people thought were going to be good. And then also with just the multiple injuries we had this year. I mean, we had key guys go down with injuries. Our starting center, your best defensive player, maybe your best football player on our team, Joshua Ferguson, goes down with an ACL. And then we had a foster kid transfer in that was another really good football player. Same thing with him, you know, another ACL. Just a very unfortunate year. But when you look at a record, I mean, I think every coach wants to be in that, you know, the positive win column. And we were there this year. So I think, honestly, in my opinion, it was a good year for what we had and what we had going for us. Really got some young kids some playing experience and to grow for next year. So I think there were some really big positives this year. And then, obviously, there were some negatives from this year, but I'm not really going to dwell on those. I mean, I think a lot of people probably picked us to not have a very good year, and I honestly think probably 5-4 was maybe a little bit over what people expected from us. So not going to hang our heads on that. Do I wish things probably would have went a little bit different and we could have made a little bit bigger playoff push? Of course. But at the end of the day, you know, wins and losses aren't really what matters when you break it down. Football is a great game that you teach a lot of life skills in football. And these seniors, you know, a good group of kids that I wish them the best moving forward, you know, had some really good leaders this year that kind of kept the glue together in times where we didn't really know what was going to happen. When you have two ACL injuries early, you just really don't know what to expect and how things are going to go and what players will step up and take on the role of some of those guys that were hurt. So I'm just extremely proud of our seniors for stepping up and showing that they were capable of winning football games. You know, I think a lot of people thought that, you know, they lost 10 seniors from last year. That was a really heavy loaded group, you know, probably won't be very good. But these guys kind of stepped up to the task and said, hey, we're a decent football team too. So we're here, we're going to compete every week, and we're going to give our best.
Joel Strukoff, the head coach of the Thunder Ridge football team here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, we certainly thank you for taking the time to be with us each week during the season and wish you nothing but the best down the road, right?
Thank you, Dusty. I really appreciate your time. It's been a great year. I appreciate talking to you every week.
Our Thunder Ridge Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Insurance Smart, Melissa Westbrook Agent, Goheen & Slavic CPAs LLC, and Nextech.
Too much football? There's no such thing. Especially not when Nextech has you covered with the fastest internet and the best combination of streaming and live TV. Get gig speed internet and deluxe TV now for just $175 per month for the perfect football watching experience. You'll never have to choose which game to watch. Nextech lets you catch them all, buffer free at an unbeatable price. Don't miss the action. Get started at next-tech.com today.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen & Slavic CPAs LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen and Slavic Certified Public Accountants today in Downs at 454-9977. Goheen and Slavic CPAs, here to help with all of your accounting needs.
Insurance Smart supports the youth of the area in all their academic and athletic endeavors. Insurance Smart is locally owned and operated and here to help you understand your insurance needs. With 5 locations to serve you, stop in and let us help you make the most of your auto, home, business, farm, crop, life, Medicare supplement, or long-term care insurance needs. Maximize your premium dollars to get the best coverage. Let one of our agents help you be sure that you are covered for all the perils life can throw at you. See Darren McDowell, Tiffany Ritzke, Kim Campbell, Melissa Westbrook, and Ethan Coleman today at Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray to start saving today. Thanks for tuning in to the Wednesday night editions of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tune in again next Wednesday to hear more from the coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Thunder Ridge. We invite you to listen again tomorrow night at 5:15 as we'll get the latest football news from the head coaches of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, and the Rock Hills Grizzlies. And don't forget to tune in to KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com this Friday evening for the Football Express at 5:40 as we get you set for kickoff, previewing all of the area football matchups in the listening area.